Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. You know, I don't usually like to get very political on these little history segments that I do, but recently we have been faced with a tragedy in the form of the Las Vegas shooting, the deadliest shooting in American history. Certain powers are using this event to make a political statement about the nature of gun laws in America, and I thought it might be a good time to come on and speak just a little bit about the history of the Second Amendment and why it exists in a historically the context that it existed in, so that if you want to join in those debates, you have a better historical understanding of what the Second Amendment was intended to do and why it exists in the wording that it exists in. So, of course, the Second Amendment grants the right to bear arms. The exact wording is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The important context to remember about this amendment was that it was actually a compromise between Federalists and Anti-Federalists. James Madison originally proposed the Second Amendment shortly after the Constitution was officially ratified as a way to provide more power to state militias, which today are more or less considered what we would call a National Guard. The Federalists of the time supported the Constitution as it was ratified, and the Anti-Federalists wanted more state power. The idea of a wholly united United States with a federal government hadn't really set in quite yet. It is important to remember that at the time, the Americans had just fought off the British using guns and were probably hesitant to give another central government too much power. This amendment was originally created to give citizens the opportunity to fight back against a tyrannical federal government. And therein lies the central crux of the Second Amendment. It is there so that the citizens have the ability to resist a potentially tyrannical centralized government. Moving from the Declaration of Independence to the Articles of Confederation to a finally unified United States of America was an uphill battle the whole way. After all, what would the point in a revolution be to kick off one tyrannical government if we simply jumped into another one? You can actually see much of this thinking in the writing of our founding fathers. In a letter to William S. Smith, a diplomatic official in London, Thomas Jefferson made comment on the Shays Rebellion, an armed uprising which occurred in Massachusetts earlier that year, which had been put down by a state militia. To quote Thomas Jefferson directly, "God forbid we should ever be 20 years without a rebellion. Let them take arms. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure." Thomas Jefferson would later echo this same quotation of "let them take arms" in a letter to James Madison in December of 1787. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. George Washington, in his first annual address to both House and Congress, said that a free people ought not to only be armed, but disciplined as well. Benjamin Franklin is famous for saying that those who give up an essential bit of liberty to obtain a little bit of temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Even Alexander Hamilton, Federalist through and through, said in Federalist No. 25, "For it is a truth, which the experience of ages has attested, that the people are always most in danger when the means of injuring their rights are in possession of those of whom they entertain the least suspicion." So this time, or inevitably in the future, when the next gun debate issue comes up, I hope this historical context helps you to be a little more well-informed on the issue. Thank you for joining me on this little history segment that I do. Remember, you can find these online at kggfradio.com. Click on the On Demand tab and find a history segment that looks interesting to you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.